Mas não.
When I return to Toronto, my home city seems foreign to me. artificially centered lifestyle. In Vancouver, everyone I met and everywhere I went had some connection to blindness. People expected to meet other blind people. Or they knew I was coming, so they knew what to do to make it easy for me. Chairs were placed in a way that I could safely get around them. Food was described to me. People introduced themselves with their name loud and clear and offered their arm for assistance before I needed to ask. None of this seemed abnormal. It was all a part of the routine.
Ryan!
For me, a 4-day hiatus in the land of low vision. In Toronto, I stubbornly maintain the sight of life. The city consumes me in a fast-paced routine that exceeds the limits of even most sighted people. Part of me craves the speed, the activity. It reminds me of my sight itself. Besides, I can't ask the world to act blind or slow down on my behalf. Now, I will face the ferocious city on my own and on its terms. The opportunity to see is so exquisite. I bring to my blindness this privileged perspective. My loss is great, but I need to start building. I need to access the parts of myself that will help me to incorporate blindness into my life. People in Vancouver showed me that blindness can be understood as a cultural experience, as if between us we share a distinct cultural identity. This is something I can relate to. It's not a medical hypothesis. It's not a genetic theory. It exists in real living terms. The strength I've gained from this experience, I can appreciate my vision and recognize its irreplaceable fragility.